that was the Kinks' rock and roll fantasy from their latest album, Misfits. And this is Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, where it's 21 degrees outside and the time is 6:07 in the morning, and it's time for this message.
Wouldn't a delicious ice-cold beer taste particularly good right now? Sure it would.
Sure it would. Yeah, KRP. It's real nice of you to say so. Can you hold on a minute? Thanks.
So, when the smart set gets together, you can be sure they're having one Weisenheidel beer after another.
Weisenheidel. Look for the smiling face of the Archduke Ferdinand on every bottle. Yeah, you still there? Well, it's real nice of you to say so, really. Okay. Jeff, sorry, we're not allowed to accept gifts, you know?
Okay.
A what? Where? Hey, it won't work, really. See, first of all, hello? Hello? Just what I always wanted.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hey, give me a break, will ya?
A lot of rock and roll insomniacs depending on you now, so just take it easy, be quiet. Okay, it's 6:10 in the Queen City now, and that lady who called me this morning, I sure would appreciate it if you'd call me again just as soon as you can. I really love to hear from you. And while we're listening, let's wait, like, for a baby, a record, playing.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Look what we have here, Mr. Carlson. It's a baby.
Thanks, Les.
It's Johnny's. He got some girl in trouble.
Oh, we don't know that.
He's a DJ. You know how those people live.
That's Johnny's baby. What's it doing in my office?
Because this is the quietest room in the station. Nothing ever goes on in here.
Good morning, Mr. Carlson.
Good morning, Travis. There's a baby on my desk.
Ah, yes, sir. I know that.
Hey, how's she doing?
Oh, she's a real sweetheart. Bailey just went out for fresh supplies.
Yeah, there were a couple of clean diapers in the basket, but as you can see, she went through them pretty quickly.
Well, she seems to be quiet now. Les, do you want to help me with the bottles?
Of course, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'll help, too. I'm very good with children.
Oogie boogie boogie boogie.
a smart kid.
Yeah. Fresh diapers.
Travis. Andy, what's going on here?
Well, some girl left her baby for Johnny.
How's she doing?
Fine. Listen, Dad, what do you plan to do about this?
I'm trying to get the mother to call me back.
Yeah, what if she doesn't?
I don't know. You're the station manager. I guess she's your baby. What do you plan to do about a college education?
No, wait a minute. Now, look, now, shouldn't we call someone?
Yeah, but who do you call about this sort of thing? The fire department?
I think it's called the Children and Family Services.
Well, go call them.
Okay. Hey, it's your baby.
Oh, it's not my baby. It's his baby. I've already got a baby. He's in military school, I think. I have a lieutenant and a colonel. He's a mean little devil.
I'm doing it in the morning. This is Venus. Sitting in for the doctor. Time to get the funk out your face, Cincinnati. Lively up yourselves. Reach to my children, Brother Marley. Oh,
yeah. Venus on the rise.
Oh, yeah, look. Well, just hang on. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Sydney.
It's her. She's on the phone, right? Take it in the hall.
Hi. Yeah. You're sorry. You leave a little baby with a total stranger, and what are you thinking about? I am, too, a total stranger. Okay, just calm down. Hold it. Hold it a minute, will you? Okay, now, just listen. Come down here and get your baby before the welfare people do, okay? You know, just get yourself together. Yeah, just think about things, you know? Yeah. Yeah, and then you call me. No, really. It'll all work out perfectly. Believe me, you'll see. Okay, and you call me back. Hello? Hello? Hello?
She hung up on me again, man.
She must be some kind of a nut.
I don't think so. I think she's just a young kid. She's broke. Her old man ran out on her. She doesn't know anybody in Cincinnati. She says she listens to my show every morning. And I'm the only person in town that she knows. And that's why she leaves me her baby.
Well, is she going to come back for the baby?
I don't know.
Top of the hour, time for news. Local, state, national, and international. The whole ball of wax.
Right.
Lullaby and good night. I really like your baby, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, Les.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Venus, you want to see my baby?
Sure, man.
All right. She's going to tear your heart out.
I believe it.
Come on. Today I watch.
Throwing, unpredictable too.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. What can we do for you?
Well, we want to see my baby.
I thought it was my baby.
No, it's my baby.
You ready for this, kid? Easy go.
Okay.
Watch your butter fingers.
Ah, I got it.
Oh, hey. Hi there. Huh? Look at that.
Pretty, huh? Right.
She gets a tan, she's going to be a heartbreaker.
Excuse me. The people from the Children's Services are here.
Already?
Uh-huh.
They don't waste any time, do they?
Just a minute, Jennifer. Tell them to leave.
Say what?
Yeah, just get them out of here. Go ahead. I don't care how you do it. Just make up something, okay?
Wait a minute now, Johnny.
I'm sorry.
Look, what's the matter, huh?
I want to keep my baby. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Oh, hello. Are you from the Family and Children's Services?
Yes, we are.
Well, hi, I'm Andy Travis. I called you about the baby.
Hello. Where is the child? The child?
You were going to get the baby.
Oh, you mean the baby. You see, you said the child. There's really quite a difference, you know. Children are much bigger than babies, for one.
What?
Laundryman, laundryman, yes, sir, I'm coming through. Got to get your laundry now. I knows how you folks like your things fresh and white. What is that all about?
That was the laundryman.
Hello.
Johnny.
Yes?
These people have come for the baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The baby left.
Johnny!
What's going on here, please?
Her mother came to get her. It's all over now, folks. You can go on home now.
What are you all trying to pull?
The baby's gone, I told you.
Chick, find out what's going on here.
What's going on here? Well, I'd like to know, too.
Okay. Look, when a mother abandons her baby, what are her chances of getting it back?
I would say not very good.
Well, each case is different.
Yeah, I know. And you people do good work, but there's no baby here. Why don't you come back in 9 months? We'll see if we can come up with something for you.
Listen, Cosgrove, I know the girl's blind, but I still say she can swim the English Channel.
But she'll never make it.
That's what they said when she ran for the Senate.
You're right.
I'm sorry. By the way, her dog, Fluffy, will be swimming at her side.
What a gal.
Yeah,
that's some dog.
Boring. Yeah.
Let's do something else. We can watch that tomorrow at 5, okay? Now, where is that rattle of yours? Here we go. Okay, okay. You hold this, okay? Okay.
Yes?
It's Jennifer.
My luck is changing. Jennifer.
Hi, Johnny.
Come on in. What a surprise. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I had my date drive me over. He's down in the car.
Oh, well, why don't you invite him on up?
Oh, no. Give him a chance to cool off a little. Besides, I don't think he's allowed to climb stairs.
Listen, I wasn't really expecting any guests. I'll pick up a few things.
Well, I just came over to see how this little baby was doing.
She's doing fine.
Oh.
Let me get that.
Thank you.
Listen, can I get you anything? Some popcorn? Chinese rice wine?
No, thank you. Has she had a bath?
Oh, yeah, right away.
What did she have for dinner?
Baby food.
We had some of the brown stuff and about half a bottle of the green stuff. We don't seem to like the yellow stuff very much. Busy night. Excuse me. Come on in.
Hiya, Johnny. Just hope he'd drop right on by.
So
here, let me pick up a few things. I wasn't expecting any guests. Here, I'll get this stuff. Don't worry. Listen, what can I get everybody? I've got some popcorn. I could put some yellow stuff on it.
Has the baby been fed?
Yes, ma'am.
Bathed?
Yeah.
Did she brush her teeth?
Bailey, she's just a little baby. I couldn't find any teeth.
Oh, I was just checking.
And I know why you all dropped by. That'll be Dr. Spock.
Yeah, sure.
Trust me, the baby is in safe hands, okay?
Come on in, Les. I had to bring this all the way across town on my motor scooter. By the way, Johnny, there's a long black car outside with a small man in the back seat. He keeps beating on the window with his cane.
Oh, I think I'd better go.
Thanks a lot for dropping by. And believe me, I know the mother is going to call me tomorrow, but if she doesn't, I'll call the family services people myself, okay? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. She was just asleep. I didn't...
Come on in, Herb.
Teach your children well and know they love you.
All right, a classic there with some good advice from Graham Nash, the album Deja Vu, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And that one's going out especially for Peggy, who should call the doctor right away about the basket case. You know, it has been 3 days and nights, so time is running out. You have the number. Please call right away. And while we're waiting for that call, we'll be listening to this. And now the long version.
Hiya, Johnny.
Hi.
Look, man, I think we're gonna have to give this up.
One more day.
I'm as concerned about this baby as you are. But it's beginning to mess up your work, and this is not the right thing for the baby.
Boy, she doesn't look unhappy to me, you know. Take a look.
But what are you going to do? You're going to bring the baby to the station every day?
Yeah, if I have to.
Why, you just sit there between each and every record begging for a phone call?
If I have to.
I can't let you do that, man.
I want to see you stop me.
Look, when you get off the air, we'll talk, okay?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Peggy, how are you?
Here, I have an appointment on Mount Adams.
Oh, good morning.
I have an important meeting in my office. If you locate those important papers, you just bring them right on in. Hold on my phone calls.
Yes, sir.
I'll be right in here, all by myself.
Does he usually have meetings with himself?
Yes, all the time.
Oh, hello.
How do you do, Mr. Travis?
Well, I guess you brought a court order with you this time, huh?
No, Mr. Fever called us.
Johnny called you?
Yes, he did.
I'll just go get him, Andy.
Yeah, sure. Johnny Fever called you?
That's right, Johnny Fever.
Oh, there is no baby here. You are wasting your time.
Bailey.
Well, there's no point in even looking. There just is no baby.
Bailey, it's okay. Johnny called them.
Oh.
I'm Johnny Fever.
Oh, hello, Mr. Fever. Could we talk privately?
Sure, ma'am. We'll give you a moment alone.
Well, I'll just take the phone off the hook.
Jennifer, why don't you take the calls in my office?
Don't worry, I do it all the time. It's very nice what you're doing on the air.
Yeah?
Mr. Fever. If we hear from the baby's mother, we'll try to be as fair as we possibly can.
Well, I don't think you're going to hear from her. She decided to leave town. Baby's more than she can handle right now.
And let me tell you something. We have an adoption waiting list that goes on for pages. There are so many loving, competent couples out there that would give anything to have that baby for their own.
Yeah, probably are.
This isn't a sad occasion, Mr. Fever. It's a joyous one.
Yeah. Well, I guess you probably want to see my baby.
We'd love to.
And she seems to like the green stuff best.
Hi, John. Hey, John, look, I did it. Your baby likes me.
Well, that's real nutty, Herb.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take the baby now.
I beg your pardon?
We'll...
Just give her the baby, Herb.
Oh, no, Herb. Oh, no. Be good to you. No, Herb.
All right, Cincinnati.
You can relax, because your prayers are answered. This is Dr. Johnny Fever. And this next cut is going out especially for Peggy. She's out on the road now, so I don't suppose she can hear my voice. But Peggy left me a little gift, and I never thanked her for it. And I should have, because it made me awfully happy. And I passed it on to two other people, and it made them even happier. So we all thank you, Peggy, and we worry about you. But don't you worry, because everything is okay back here in Cincinnati, where it's 6:07 in the morning on WKRP.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you.